When you think of the blues, whether we're talking old school Delta blues or modern electric blues guitar players, more often than not, a bunch of dudes come to mind. But this couldn't be any more of a misstep because there are so many female blues players out there that you need to know about, and I've selected five. Five trailblazing women of the acoustic blues genre, and I want to dig right in because kicking off the list is one of my favorite guitarists of all time, and it doesn't even matter. I'm talking, this is a guitarist that would make the top of my list, whether we're talking acoustic blues, folk, just finger picking, male and female, doesn't matter. Yes, I'm talking about Elizabeth Cotton. Now, Elizabeth Cotton was born in 1893, January 5th, 1893. In fact, she would have been 127 this year. So happy belated birthday to Elizabeth Cotton. Now, she was born in Carrboro, North Carolina, and she is, I think, one of the most iconic female acoustic players out there because her style is so unique, but also the fact that, well, I guess part of the uniqueness of her style is the fact that she played the guitar upside down. So any bass walks you hear, any bass lines you hear, were actually played with her index and middle finger, which is pretty crazy when you think about it. Just for kicks one day, try and flip your guitar upside down and play something because it seems like a whole new world, and it really is. But you would never guess that when Elizabeth Cotton's playing. So here she is playing the song Washington Blues. Up on her picking hand there because you can actually see her picking out those bass runs, and it's just so cool to see. It's kind of mind-bending in a way. Let's move on to my number four woman of the acoustic blues, and that is Etta Baker. Etta Baker was born in 1913, March 31st, 1913, in Caldwell County, North Carolina. And she is an acoustic blues player that I only found out, I would say in the last three or four years. And the whole time I'm listening to her music thinking, why didn't I know about her before? She has this beautifully delicate style. It's so effective. And she just plays, well, she likes to call them the happy blues. And it's really fun to listen to her play. In fact, I've seen her play. There's a bunch of different clips on YouTube. I have never seen her play and not have a smile on her face. It's one of the most pleasing things to watch. So without further ado, here is Etta Baker playing a little bit of the Piedmont Blues. Fun to watch her play. And one of the things that I always think of when I see her play is the fact that she learned from her father and her grandfather. And then I look at her picking hand, it's just two fingers making all that music. Fascinating to watch and definitely a woman blues player that you need to know. Moving on to the number three spot. This is a blues player going way back. Now, she didn't play guitar on all of her albums, but she did indeed play guitar, an acoustic archtop at that. And I'm talking about Memphis Minnie. Born June 3rd, 1897, Memphis Minnie put out an incredible catalog of tunes, and her voice is pretty signature. So let's listen to her play the song, I Gotta Make a Change Blues.
I'm sad and blue, lonesome too. The man I love, he's so untrue. Yes, I got to make a change. Ain't no good at times.
Memphis Minnie was born in Algiers, Louisiana. And if you dig into her catalog, you're going to find some, well, how do I put this? Rather racy songs, pretty funny songs, actually. I believe Kissing in the Dark is one of them, if I have my artists and songs correct. Definitely one you should listen to on your own time, for sure. It's a fun one to listen to. The lyrics are quite witty. But let's move on to our number two position here. And these next two artists, number two and number one, are both artists that I had never heard of until doing research for this show. Because the thing about this list is I wanted to pick out female acoustic blues players, and that immediately whittles down some of my favorites. Modern players like Joanna Connor, she couldn't make the list because I couldn't find any acoustic clips of her, but she's incredible. Bonnie Raitt, yes, she played the acoustic guitar, but I feel like she's more known in the electric realm, so I really wanted to stick to acoustic players. And this one took me by surprise. Her name is Algia Mae Hinton. She was born August 29th, 1929. Now, I'm pretty excited that we share a birthday. I wasn't born in 1929. I was born in 1983, but August 29th is when I was born. And the same with Algia Mae Hinton. And I immediately was fascinated by her playing. I loved listening to her sing. I loved watching her play. Again, kind of a finger-picking style. She was born in Johnson County, North Carolina, and here she is playing on the front porch with what looks like a bunch of friends, playing the song Snap Your Fingers.
I don't care what this costs me. I just got to find my way back in. You just snap your finger.
Yeah, you snap your finger.
Maybe I got running. I got a broken heart, you see. I don't care what it's cost me. I just got to find my way back in. You just slap your finger.
Now, one of the funny things about that very video clip is later on, about 30-ish seconds later, somebody manages to plug in an electric guitar, and it is so out of tune. But it doesn't affect her at all. I think she shoots one look and says, like, it kind of gives one of those looks, but it doesn't matter. She's just in the moment and jamming on the tune, and it looks like a fun situation anyways. I'd love to be on that front porch because it looks pretty darn amazing. But let's move on to our number one female blues artist, female acoustic blues artist. And this is another new artist to me. In fact, I found randomly a documentary about her on YouTube, and then I thought, I need to know more about this Jessie Mae Hemphill character, and a character indeed. In fact, one of her album covers shows her sitting there in a dress, cross-legged, with a pistol in one hand, a cigarette in the other, and I thought, you probably don't want to cross her. But I can say this, just looking at pictures of her, it's like she just oozes the blues. I mean, you want to talk about mojo? Jessie Mae Hemphill has it. In fact, she plays this, I'm not sure of the actual model of the Gibson, but it's a Gibson semi-hollow body electric guitar with this enormous pickguard, one that I've actually been infatuated with ever since I've seen pictures. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tone, you just told me this list was all acoustic blues female players. And I thought, you know, once I heard Jessie Mae Hemphill, I thought to myself, I'm sorry, but I made the rules, so I'm going to break them. I had to include her on this, and I had to include her in the number one position because she knocks my socks off. Here she is playing the song Streamline Train.
Train, train. I said train, train. Coming round a beam. I said train, train. I say
Jesse May Hemphill was born October 18th, 1923. I couldn't find an exact birthplace, but I could find near where she was born. It said near Como and Senatobia, Mississippi. Now, her brand of blues, her genre, if you were going to assign her a genre, is called North Mississippi Hill Country Blues. It's the first I had ever heard of that genre, but hopefully not the last. And I hope that Jesse May Hemphill creates kind of this gateway drug, if you will, for me to dig into a little bit more of that particular genre and more of her history, because like I said, she seems like a fascinating character and somebody who I'm almost embarrassed to say that I just found out about, but happy to share that with you because, wow, she seems to hold the link to a lot of other really awesome players. So there you have it, my top five female acoustic blues players, female blues players that blazed the trail for other female blues players later on down the line. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tom, number one, I want to learn more about each of these blues players. Well, I am happy to say that you can visit acousticlife.tv/AT126 to see those performances in their entirety and also learn more about each of those players. And I'm also going to ask you to do a huge favor for me and the guitar geek community at large. I only picked five female acoustic blues players. I know there's more out there. And I know that you know of some that I don't know of. So in the comments below, please let me know who I missed. Who else should we know about? Who is another female trailblazing acoustic guitar player that we need to know? Specifically in the blues genre, there was a couple cuts I had to make. I just have to mention because I love these women. They're fantastic players. Mary Flower is one of them. Rory Block is another one. And I'm even going to throw Cindy Cashdollar in there because I admire all three of those players, but given the historical weight of the blues players that I listed, I had to make cuts where I had to make cuts. But nonetheless, let me know in the comments below who's your favorite female acoustic guitar blues player, and I'll mention those on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. All right, this week on Acoustic Tuesday, you've already got five female blues artists to listen to. You're gonna see what you're gonna learn in this upcoming five-day blues challenge. In fact, I'm betting you're gonna be pretty darn excited for it after today. Episode, and you're going to get the scoop on a new arrival from Michigan. That's all coming up right after this. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to Acoustic Tuesday, episode number 126. This is the show where you're going to learn about acoustic guitar gear, discover acoustic artists, and get inspired to live your very best acoustic life. As with all episodes of Acoustic Tuesday, I'm going to share with you my guitar geek list for the week. But prior to doing so, since we're talking about guitar geek things, I want to offer up a little inspiration, a little bit motivation for your practice sessions this week, and I want to issue a challenge to you. In fact, I want to issue a challenge to you to stretch for at least 1 minute before you pick up your guitar every day this week. Yes, stretching is so important, and I found it out the hard way. Stretching is one of those things that we don't associate with playing guitar. But let me just say this, playing the acoustic guitar is a very physical activity, from how you hold the guitar physically, to how you fret, to how you pick and strum. So stretching is one of those things that you can use to mitigate injury. How often do you hear guitar players have sore wrists, sore or tight forearms, hurt shoulders or bad backs or things like that? Stretching can actually make all of this stuff go away. And I learned that firsthand. In fact, the last, I would say about 2 years ago, I ended up going to physical therapy and a chiropractor for a lot of issues that were created from playing guitar, having poor posture, playing for too long a time, and not stretching. So all I'm going to ask you to do is this week, before you pick up your acoustic guitar, just do one simple stretch for a minute. And I like to do this forearm stretch. Point your fingers towards the wall like you're telling somebody to stop. Take your opposite hand and gently pull your fingers back. And just do this for 1 minute, okay? 30 seconds each hand, 15 seconds each hand. Just try and do it for a minute and see if you can feel the benefits, because I can assure you that if you do it long enough, meaning day after day, you certainly will feel the benefits. So that's my challenge to you. And in the comments below, let me know how it went. Let me know how it went this week. All right, moving right along, I've got a trivia question for you. And holy smokes, this Guitar Geek trivia question is very much in line with our female blues players because it involves, well, it involves the mother of the blues. Now, here is your Guitar Geek trivia question. Who is known as, quote, the mother of the blues? Is it A, Mammy Smith. B, Big Mama Thornton. C, Ma Rainey. Or D, Sippy Wallace. I want you to go ahead and ponder that, and at the end of the show, I'll be sure to give you the answer. Now, you'll notice that there's quite a few mother synonyms thrown in with those names to try and deter you from the true answer. So, you know, I'm really testing your guitar geek brain here, but I'm excited to give you the answer because there's a lot of, well, I think historical significance to it. But anyways, we'll get to that a little bit later. Let's move on to what's coming up on your calendar. Yes, I hope you've marked January 27th. It's a Monday. Why would you want to mark January 27th on your calendar? Well, because that's the kickoff of our 5-day blues challenge, where you're going to learn a brand new 12-bar blues progression in the key of A every single day, Monday through Friday. Yes, 5 new 12-bar blues progressions for you. You're probably wondering what that looks like. Well, I'm happy to tell you, we shot a little teaser video, and it's going to show you a little bit of what you're going to learn. Here it is. I want you to mark your calendar for January 27th, because that's when the 5-day blues guitar challenge starts. The 5-Day Blues Guitar Challenge is 5 consecutive days of learning a new approach to the 12-bar blues in the key of A. You're going to be learning new things like how to take a bass line and turn it into an acoustic guitar riff. You're going to learn how movable chord shapes are kind of the secret to playing the blues in an easy and fun way. And you're going to be learning some finger-picking patterns that are super simple yet extremely effective. And the good news is we're going through this as a guitar geek community so we can cheer each other along and come into the new year with some serious positive momentum. Yes, you're going to be learning some new blues techniques, but you're also going to be able to expand your vision of how this is going to impact your guitar journey going forward. So please mark your calendar for January 27th because I want you to be at the 5-Day Blues Guitar Challenge. All right, so you're excited about the 5-Day Blues Challenge, and I'm excited that you're excited, but there's another crucial detail that you need to know. How do you participate? Well, it's really easy. There's 2 distinct ways. Number one, if you're a Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, all you have to do is log in. It's right on your homepage for that entire week. The second way to get involved is visit weplayeveryday.com. So if you're not a Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, don't worry. This 5-Day Blues Challenge is for everybody. I want to see if we can align all the guitar geek mojo we can as a community and dominate the blues for an entire week. So all you have to do if you're not a Tony's Acoustic Challenge member is visit weplayeveryday.com. That'll take you to our Facebook group, and I'll be posting each video lesson in there each day at a time, so Monday lesson, and I'll also include the tab for you as well, so you can follow along and add 5 new versions of the 12-bar blues to your guitar toolbox, if you will. So again, to participate in the 5-Day Blues Challenge, please visit weplayeveryday.com. Every day, Monday through Friday, starting January 27th, you'll get a new lesson, that tab, and again, if you're a Tony's Acoustic Challenge member, all you have to do is log in. It'll be there waiting for you as a daily challenge. I'm pretty pumped. I'm super pumped, and I want to hear how pumped you are. In fact, in the comments below, I'd love for you to tell me what excites you about learning the blues. Whether you learned the blues a long time ago and it was exciting then, let me know how exciting it was. Or if you're brand new to the blues, what are you looking forward to learning? Go ahead and leave that in the comments below. And again, I'll read those on a future episode of Acoustic Tuesday. And speaking of show comments, I've got 3 dandies here for you from a past show. I believe this is from episode 124, where we focused on blues festivals around the country. And this first comment comes from Da Dra. And they say, "Hi all, happy new year. I'm an Englishman living in Spain. Bet you was already thinking of New York, as in the song. A quick suggestion. Once everyone has searched the internet for festivals near them, why not create a database of them? So for future, people can access the database and see where to go on holidays, and in that way, they can have a bucket list of festivals to visit. That would be a hashtag big win indeed. In fact, if you go and visit the episode 124 of Acoustic Tuesday, you'll see that there is a laundry list of festivals that folks are saying they're either going to or recommending. And on top of that, you can visit acousticlife.tv. In fact, there you'll find a blues festival finder. This is a site that I found through a blues foundation of sorts. I can't remember the exact one, but it divides the entire United States up into sections, and you can see what blues festivals are in the Northwest, the Northeast, etc. And there's also a Canadian section for all of our Canadian viewers and even some overseas ones as well. So that's a great resource that I wanted to share with you all. Again, you can find that at acousticlife.tv. I want to thank you for that comment, Dadra. Moving on to our next one. This one comes from Philip Carter. He's got some exciting news for us. He says, hey, Tony, I host the Blues Jam on Thursday of the Juke Joint Festival every April at Ground Zero Blues Club in Clarksdale, Mississippi. That sounds so cool. You should definitely check it out and make your way there. I'm going to be recording some episodes for a new Mississippi Blues podcast I'm launching this year at the festival. If you can't make it to Clarksdale, hopefully I'll see you in Carrollton. Now, Carrollton is host of the Mississippi John Hurt Homecoming Festival. That's a mouthful. So hopefully I do make it out there. I'm not entirely sure what the summer and later fall look like for me, but hopefully I find myself traveling. I'd love to do that blues trail that many of you have alluded to on that episode of Acoustic Tuesday back on 124. And keep your ears peeled, I should say, for Philip's new podcast coming out, the Mississippi Blues podcast that he's launching this year at the festival. So I'm thinking maybe around April, somewhere in there, April, May. That would be very cool, and I look forward to hearing that when it does get released. Thanks for leaving the comment, Philip. Our next and last comment comes from Keith Bates from Case, South Carolina, and he says this, such a great guitar geek day. Thank you for a wonderful show. Legends and Luthery, whoa, love it. The blues is a great thing. For over 23 years, the Down Home Carolina Blues Festival in historic Camden, South Carolina, with various venues is fantastic, usually held in early October. Check out Drink Small, legendary Piedmont bluesman extraordinaire. Happy New Year. So cool to not only get the scoop on an awesome festival, but a new bluesman that we should all check out. And just the nice sentiments toward the Legends of Luthery series, which you can find at Heartbreaker Guitars, which is Rick Turner making one of his electric guitars, and Richard Hoover of Santa Cruz Guitar Company making a fingerstyle model, matching using some really cool old wood. You can go to acousticlife.tv to learn more about that as well. I want to thank everybody for their comments. In fact, I want to let you all know, all of you Acoustic Tuesday viewers, that you can support the Acoustic Tuesday show by purchasing Acoustic Tuesday merchandise. In fact, if you visit acoustictuesday.store, you'll be able to pick out your favorite t-shirt, hooded sweatshirt. There's a bunch of different logos that you can pick from. And once you order that pretty stellar Acoustic Tuesday gear, I want you to don the gear, whether it's a hooded sweatshirt, t-shirt, socks, whatever the case may be. Maybe it's even a coffee cup. Go ahead and take a picture of yourself with your Acoustic Tuesday merchandise and submit it at acousticlife.tv. Once you go there, there's a submit link in the top menu. Click on that. You can upload your picture, tell us your story, and I'll feature you on an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday. In fact, if you tuned in to episode 125, you saw Amber B kicked things off with a great picture of her sporting her new Acoustic Tuesday shirt along with a new 12 string. Pretty awesome story there. So make sure to follow Amber's lead on that. I'm being reminded to check the mailbag right now. It's been slim pickings. You know, the dust is settling after the holidays. Not as many package arrivals, which is fine. I need to catch my breath. There was a lot coming in, but I did get something cool. That's kind of, well, I guess breathtaking, if I want to play on that pun a little bit. This one came from Tel Aviv. Now, this company reached out and said, hey, would you be interested in trying our product? And I said, sure. It looked interesting. It made me curious. It is the Picasso guitar bow. And upon getting this, I opened it up. I didn't watch any demo videos. And I didn't read any instructions, which is what I do with most things, whether it be furniture or anything else. Whitney can tell you lots of stories, but I'll let her do that at a later date. So I dove into this thing and I tried it out on my guitar, and it is so cool. It opens up a world of creativity. In fact, I'll be featuring it on an upcoming episode of Acoustic Tuesday, digging in a little bit deeper, but basically it went like this. This arrived on a Friday at about, I'd say 10 or 11, and I proceeded to mess around with it for the next hour and a half until I had to go play hockey. Was not my intention, but that's kind of what this thing does. It opens up a whole new way of looking at your instrument, a whole new way of playing your instrument, and I can't wait to tell you more about it. If you want to kind of get a sneak peek, you can always go on YouTube and look up Picasso guitar bow. I think there's a couple videos out there that show just what it's capable of, and it's actually not that hard to use once you get the hang of it. It takes maybe less than 5 minutes to get the hang of it. But anyways, I'll dig into it a little bit deeper on a future episode. All right, well, let's move on. We've got a incoming news from Michigan. Think like if I was at the news desk, somebody would hand me a paper and it'd be like, I'd be like, this coming in from Michigan. Matt Ike from Mule Resophonic Guitars. Well, let me just put it this way. He's like a mad scientist, and he just created a new model called the Mavis. And I thought, you know, this is a perfect time to introduce this model to the Acoustic Tuesday viewing audience, because we just talked about female blues players. We got a 5-day blues challenge coming up. The Mavis is kind of a female name for a blues guitar. The stars are aligning, and I feel like all of us guitar geeks are uniting, especially today here on Acoustic Tuesday. So let me introduce to you the Mule Mavis. The Mule Mavis is one of these guitars that I think Jessie Mae Hemphill would probably play if she was still alive. In fact, the Mule Mavis, here's the quote from their website. Well, it's a semi-hollow guitar made with all roasted Michigan maple. Think torrefaction. So it's actually quote-unquote baked to bring out a little bit more resonance, kind of make new wood sound old. Now, this is a pretty thin guitar, as you'll gather from these pictures. And let me read a little bit more about it from the website. It says, it's part archtop guitar, part resonator, and something completely different to your ear. It's weird. It will push you. You'll find something new. And I have to say, this guitar looks so darn cool. It's a little bit thinner. It's not fully acoustic, but since it's a resonator, it still projects acoustically, but you can plug it in. And you know, Matt, not only is Matt a mad scientist of resonator guitars, he's a hell of a player as well. And here he is playing the Mule Mavis with a little bit of a clean tone. He's even singing, so check this out.
I've been dancing slowly, waiting for the wind, wild and witty, then it's gone again. The topping is so sure, it starts out soft, wild and witty, find the cause, tired of talking.
Jimmy finds great comfort in the fact that Matt not only makes incredible resonator guitars, but he plays and sings as well as he does. I just find that to be so cool, like a magic combination. Now, you might be thinking, that's cool. Now, the Mule Mavis sounds neat, clean, and that's great, but we're talking about blues, Tony. And you know what? Sometimes when you plug in a guitar, you want to have a dirty sound. You want to have that gritty blues mojo. Well, luckily for us, Matt went ahead and did that for us. He played a little slide, he played the guitar all dirty, and here he is again. Got two pieces of news for you. One is really great news. The other one is going to involve a little bit of elbow grease from us guitar geeks. Number one, that hat that Matt is wearing in that video, I think they're selling those on the Mule website. And I got to say, I kind of dig it, and I think I'm going to order one. I just want to put that out there. The second, so the Mule Mavis was just introduced, and they opened the waitlist for just a limited amount of time. Now, unfortunately, that wait list is currently closed. However, something tells me that the Acoustic Tuesday viewing audience is pretty powerful. Something tells me that us guitar geeks could maybe ping Matt enough to where he might open up the Mavis wait list again. I don't know. That sure would be nice. I personally would love to get on the Mavis wait list. I missed the boat the first time, so I'm hoping that our guitar geek community collectively could nudge Matt into maybe, you know, opening a few more spots. I don't know. Just throwing that out there. Maybe message Matt on his website or on Instagram. In fact, you know, Matt Ike of Mule Guitars, he's gotten into a little bit of a scuffle on Instagram. Let me tell you the story. In fact, I've got some video to back it up. At one point in time, Matt was bidding on this 30s National, it was either a Duolian or a Collegian. Beautiful, beautiful guitar. And he was outbid by another guitar geek. And that guitar geek sent him a picture gloating that he won the bid. Now, this would be inconsequential, but this other guitar geek was, well, he's been in Game of Thrones, he's been in Aquaman and other awesome movies, and he's an awesome guitar geek. Let's set the acting aside. Jason Momoa is a guitar geek extraordinaire. He's a great collector. He's a great steward of the blues, since we're talking about the blues. He's even a great slide player. And just recently, Matt Ike, as I mentioned, he's a mad scientist for resonator guitars, just made Jason Momoa a dirty pink Mule resonator. Yes, it's a pink finished Mule resonator guitar. It's gorgeous. And I found this video of Matt delivering this resonator to Jason. And then they went down an entire Guitar Geek rabbit hole. I was just going to feature a segment of this video, but I couldn't. As a Guitar Geek, it's my duty to show you super Guitar Geeky things, and this is one of them. So here's Matt Ike delivering the Dirty Pink Mule Resonator to Jason Momoa, and, well, you'll see what happens next. Here it is.
This is the Dirty Pink steel-bodied resonator guitar.
Here. One of these.
Pretty sweet.
Okay, my favorite color, dirty pink.
Check it out.
Dude. It's beautiful, man.
So this engraving's done by Jen.
Oh, man.
That's Jen Bauer up in Traverse City.
Check that out, dude.
That's the
good thing it's Mules and Momoa.
Mm-hmm.
It all works.
It's meant to be. You want to sing too?
And look at that, you got a palm too.
No!
I've never plugged that.
I've never held one of these pedals before.
Guitar was a 19, I think it was a 41 Collegiant National. I found it in Seattle. I saw it in the back and I just like, I pointed it and I was like, Stella, I just named it. And I went up to it and I didn't know how to play guitar. All I know is like, and I think it was the day Robert Johnson died. And I don't know, it just like, it hit me over the head and all these signs. And I
like,
and I learned how to play, and it wasn't. I learned how to play like this, and I was like, I had a friend just kind of like show me little things. And I thought, you know, Hawaiian lap steel, Hawaiian. I was like, all right. But I wanted to just learn what Sun House did, and Robert Johnson. And so I learned how to play slide before I could even play a note.
Oh, really?
There are many old Nationals, but the only, this is my first one that has I don't have one with a pickup in it. That's like this, so it's cool to be able to amp it up. And these are all old ones, you know, I don't want to cut into it. But you guys are the only ones that make them. Mules are the only ones that are made in America, which is amazing. And it's made in Detroit and made in Michigan. And we met on Instagram, because that's what it was. It's here. Stay here.
Jason bought a guitar that I was trying to buy. And I messaged.
And you got to outbid that shit.
And,
you know what I'm saying?
He outbid me. And so I sent him a message. He was like, hey, did you take that National from me? And he sent me a picture, like holding the National like this and like. How it all started.
How it all started. Oh! Yeah.
Look at that thing.
This thing's, yeah, that's pretty. Grab that one.
Try that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Look at that, dude. All right, so it's all the hula girl on the back. Look at that.
That footage was brought to you by Jason Momoa's production company. I believe it's Pride of Gypsies. I hope I have that name 100% correct. But there's so many levels of guitar geekery there. We've got, first of all, we've got Matt delivering one of the guitars he made. He and his small team of luthiers made to Jason Momoa. This cool finish. I mean, that's rad in and of itself. Then Jason busts out this vintage amp and an old pedal that Matt flips over. So you got the gear element. Then you got the story about Jason buying his first guitar. That's geeky. Then you got the whole Instagram bidding battle or eBay bidding battle for this old 30s National. I mean, there's so many levels of guitar geekery there, which made me think. I've been asking a lot of you guitar geeks this episode particularly, and it's not going to stop. I'm going to keep asking. So here's what I want to do. I want to see what Jason Momoa's guitar arsenal looks like. So I would love if we could all, I mean, I'm not on Instagram. I don't know much about it. My wife knows more because she's a little bit younger than me. But anyways, I would love for you all to ping Jason Momoa or Matt from Mule Resophonic Guitars and say, hey, any chance you could convince Jason to submit a guitar arsenal to the Acoustic Tuesday show? Because I got, a little birdie told me, well, a little imaginary birdie told me that he's probably got a guitar arsenal full of some incredible instruments. And I love the fact that he's a player too. He's the type that I have a feeling like he opens up the room and it's just walls of amazing guitars. And not only he appreciates them for their piece of guitar history, but he plays them too. And that's what makes him a true guitar geek. So I'm throwing down the gauntlet. I'm going to reach out to Matt, see if we can make this happen, because I'm sure as all of us guitar geek community, we're curious, right? We want to welcome Jason into the fold. And I'm going to keep trying. I mean, we featured Jason quite a few times. That's the second time we featured him with Mule. We featured him with Coulter Wall because he did a cool little video segment with Coulter Wall. I think it's going to happen. I digress. I have to wrap up the show before it becomes a runaway freight train, which is kind of a blues reference. I'm doing pretty good today, and I'm really sticking with the theme here. But let's actually wrap up the show with your Guitar Geek trivia answer. Now, if you recall, your Guitar Geek trivia question was focused all around the blues. In fact, it involved the mother of the blues. So let me just recap you on what the question was. It was this. Who is known as, quote, the mother of the blues? Was it A, Mammy Smith? Was it B, Big Mama Thornton? C, Ma Rainey? Or D, Sippy Wallace? Now, if you answered C, Ma Rainey, you're 100% correct. Gertrude Ma Rainey was born in 1886 and is known as the mother of the blues. She's credited as the first to perform the blues on stage as popular entertainment when she began incorporating the blues into her act of show songs and comedy around 1902. Rainey had heard a woman singing about the man she had lost, learned the song, and began using it as her closing number, calling it the blues. Rainey's example was followed by other young women who followed her path in the tent show circuit, one of the few venues available to black performers at the time. Pretty fantastic and fascinating history, in fact, of a woman who I had never actually heard of before. I was thinking, as I was designing the show this week, I thought, the trivia question has to be about a female blues player. And then I thought, I wonder who started the blues. Who was the first female performer of the blues? Which led me to Ma Rainey, and now I've listened to more of her songs. In fact, you just heard Stackily Blues, which I almost always associate with Mississippi John Hurt, and there it is performed much earlier by none other than the mother of the blues. So cool, so guitar geeky. Thank you. Thank you for coming along on this ride of guitar geekery with me. Thank you, guitar geek community. You all totally rock. Now, that brings the show to a close. But don't fear. Don't fear. The blues is not over. We've got one more week of just celebrating the blues. In fact, next week, I know you marked on your calendar that January 27th is a kickoff of the 5-Day Blues Challenge. So next week on Acoustic Tuesday, we should take a sneak peek since we're wrapping up the show. You're going to learn the 5 blues lines. You're going to get a sneak peek of each of the 5 blues lines you're going to be playing next week in the 5-Day Blues Challenge. You're also going to learn about a local luthier here from Montana who's infusing all of his instruments with some serious blues mojo. And you're also going to listen to a blues artist who is as much a scholar as they are a musician. And I cannot wait for you to check all of that out next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Remember, you can check out Acoustic Tuesday every single Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Time here on YouTube. And of course, for your Acoustic Tuesday fix in between Tuesdays, please visit acousticlife.tv. And you can do a deep dive on anything I've ever talked about in any Acoustic Tuesday show. I want to thank you for sharing your time with me today here on Acoustic Tuesday. I want to thank you for being a guitar geek. And I want to thank you for, well, just being downright awesome. I cannot wait to see you next Tuesday on Acoustic Tuesday. Until then, remember, Guitar Geeks Unite. I'll see you later. Take care.